Okay, today's daf is Tzadik Zion, number 97. We're at Tzadik Vav Mabiz. Today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskel, Lila Nishmas, Yitzchak Moshe, Ben Yisrael Yehuda. Shalom Shalat and Aliyah. Thank you. Okay, so we're up to the two dots. Did everyone get what I said at the very end of yesterday's shiur? Why there's a three-way machloket about what the Mekoshish did wrong? So we said because, well, who cares what he did? Who cares what he did? It's irrelevant. No. Because we found a secret private notes of Isi ben Yehuda, and he said there's one malacha that you're not chayav tefillah for. We don't know which one. Well, whichever one the Mekoshish did, that's not one of the ones, because he was put to death. So it's very relevant to know which one it was, because that way we'll know which one of the 39, we don't know which one he meant. But we know which one he didn't mean. He couldn't have meant either carrying, or kotzer, or ma'amer. Because we need to know what the Mekoshish did. What are they arguing about? So at the very end of the daf, we said the arguing as follows. How can Moshe not know what misa to give the Mekoshish? How could he not know? It says, Mechal lehem mos yumas. So he wasn't sure which misa to give? Stam misa's chalek. How could he not know? The answer is, because it was carrying. And carries halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Also, Moshe wasn't sure about that. That's why one man d'amah held was halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's why one man d'amah held was carrying. He wasn't sure. Moshe wasn't sure. The other two say, no, Moshe knew. Moshe knew because we say we compare Shabbos to Avodah Zarah. It's Ikari Amuna. So that skill, that doesn't skill, that Moshe was Moshe. That wasn't Moshe's issue. Moshe's issue was, it says in the Torah, in Parshas Mishpatim, Bacharish u'Bakatzir Tishbos, that you should refrain from doing Charisha and Kitzira on Shabbos. If it's singled out the Malacha, then maybe just like Havara is singled out, so too Kotzir singled out. Moshe wasn't sure.
What wasn't he sure?
He wasn't sure if I should give him the Kai Misa. Because it's singled out. You don't get misa for Havara, for Eish. You don't get misa for Eish, right? It's either it's a machlokas about that. So Moshe thought, maybe it's a machlokas over here. It's a machlokas. Maybe it's not Chayav Misa. I wasn't sure. Moshe wasn't sure. The other man Dharma says, no, that's not an issue at all. That we learn out from there. That Omer is Doche Shabbat, nothing to do with the Chilik Malachos, that doesn't impress me. Therefore, what's left? What's left is the Pashup Shad of the word Mekoshesh. That means Ma'amer. Therefore, the third Rabban Dharma says it was Ma'amer. That's the Chassam Sofer, what they're arguing about. Okay, now, Tana Rabbanan, Mekoshesh ze Tzilavchad. The Mekoshesh was none other than Tzilavchad. The Chainu Omer, like it says, Vayayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar, they were in the desert, Vayimtu Ish, Ulahalan hu Omer, and the daughters tell Moshe, Avinu meis b'midbar, our father died in the midbar. Ma'alahalan t'lavchad, avkan t'lavchad, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, it's one and the same. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda ben b'sei, Akiva, benkach u'benkach, whether you're right or not. Ata os l'utin t'adin, you're going to have to answer for what you just did. Why? Im kid varecha, If you're right, HaTorah kisseso. The Torah was quiet about who the person was. The Torah didn't say who it was. The Torah left it anonymous. Vata Megala oso? Who gave you the right to reveal that? V'yimlav, and if you're wrong, Ata Motilat, Lal Tzadik. You haven't said Lashon Hara about Tzalafa. You made up a lie about him. Guy's a good guy. You see, for me, you can't even speak Lashon Hara about people that are no longer alive. Right?
Motilat's
even worse. What does Motilad mean? You're saying bad about him. You say that he was a Machal Shabbos. It says, well, wait a minute. What did Rabbi Akiva do wrong? Delaha Gamar Gzeir Shava. He learned the Gzeir Shava, Rabbi Akiva. What do you want from the guy? He learned the Gzeir Shava. So the Gemara says, no. Gzeir Shava lo Gamar. He didn't learn a Gzeir Shava. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira didn't hold from that Gzeir Shava. He wasn't impressed by that. Look at Tosfos. V'im Tomar. V'ligmar mirabi Akiva. Shehu kibla mirabo. Good. Rudy ben Meseir didn't want to learn the Gzeir Shava. Rabbi Akiva still learned the Gzeir Shava. So what do you want from him? From Rabbi Natan, listen to this. Shahi Elohim Kabbalah, Minyan Gzeir Shava Shebachal Torah. They had a Kabbalah. How many Gzeir Shavas there were in the entire Torah? That Zu Haisa Yitzera Ala Cheshbin, this was going to go over the number. Lefikach Lo Kibla. Therefore, he didn't want to be Mekabalist. So not only, his issue wasn't, okay, I don't hold from this Gzeir Shava. The issue was, there can't be Xavier Shava. Because then we'll go over the number. Very interesting, Tosfos.
Yeah,
right?
Kabbalah, but how many Xavier Shavas
there? Correct. And this is too many. So this can't, not that I talk about chlokes with you about Xavier Shava. That's a different issue. Whether you can even have such a thing. Forget that. No, this can't even be Xavier Shava. And I'm disputing you. I'm right. You're wrong and I'm right. So, Ella, so then if it's true, Mehecha Hava, then who was Tzalavchon? Then why did he die? The answer is, Miviapilu Hava. He was one of the Viapilu. After Parshas Korach there, the Sfasema says that it's clear when the daughters told Moshe, V'hu lo haya b'soch ha'eda hanoadim, that he died for a public chet. He didn't stop, you know, In his tent, he was Michal Shabbos once. He didn't die for a private chet. He died for a public chet. The only other public chet is the Viapilu. It's the only other thing left.
Oh, but that's the opposite.
So Rashi was not as bad as being Michal Shabbos. So Rashi says. So for Rabbi Akiva to be Mepharsei, man, that's not such a big deal. Right? Michal Shabbos is terrible. I say it was one of the Apilu. What do you want to do? Wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael early. Right? Okay, so it's misplaced. It's Rizos. That's just terrible.
Who says the public death?
The Mesasema says that. That by them saying he didn't die in the Ada, obviously, he didn't die in that Ada, he didn't die in Meraglim, obviously it was a public chet. What public chet was there? The only things left is the Mekoshesh. I'm saying he's not the Mekoshesh. Over the Viapilu. The only left. So therefore it was a public chet. That's how you know it was a public chet. Look at Rashi. Look at the top Rashi. Rashi says, Ve'elo ha'gomer gzeir shava. But what do you want from Akiva? Look at Xer Shava. Says Rashi, V'im Kain, lo kisses our Torah. The Torah didn't cover it. To have a lahukim afurash. It's explicit. If it's Xer Shava, we view it as explicit. So what did Akiva do wrong? Umishani, and we answer, Rid Mimbisera, lo gomra. He didn't hold from that Xer Shava. The ain't adam done Xer Shava miyatmo. You can't make up your own Xer Shava. Right? So then Tosfos explained that there can't be Xer Shava. That's not what Rashi said. Right? But the problem with Rashi is, right? What do you want from Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva did learn from the Xer Shava. Right?
Aren't the Xer Shava's halacha Kabbalah Mimoshe Mesinai?
Correct. Yep. That's what Rashi just said. You can't make up your own Xer Shava. It says over here, Vayomer. It says over there, Vayomer. I'll make up my own. You can't do that. Right. You have to have it from your Rebbe. So Rabbi Akiva didn't make it up because he's not allowed to do that. So he got it from his Rebbe. Who got it from his Rebbe? So who the Rebbe says, oh, I don't like that Gzeir Shava. All right, so Tosfos says that it couldn't have been a Gzeir Shava, which is a difficult Tosfos. But Rashi didn't say that. So according to Rashi, what was Yehuda Ben Meseir's beef with Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe. What do you want from him? Rashi didn't answer the question. Right? So the Sfasema says, if not for Rashi, I would say something different. I would say that just because it's a Gzeir Shava, who said that means it's exposed? Who said? There's a word over here by Midbar. A word over there. Maybe the Gzeir Shava, that the Makoj with Salafkan. That doesn't mean.
We also have to fit in the fact that it was
public. What?
We also have to fit in the end result, which was Misa.
Right. Right.
We have to back it into that.
Correct. But who the person was? The Torah didn't say. Yeah, you want to go Darshan a Gzeir Shava? That doesn't mean you can go sit at the Shabbos table and go tell the kids who it was. That doesn't mean that. Yeah, if it's a Mepharish or Pasuk, then you could go tell the kids who the Pasuk said. This is not the same thing. So what was Yehuda Ben Meseir arguing on? He was arguing on the Gzeir Shava itself. All right, that you have. Okay.
What's this funny thing? What are you learning out of this? To identify who the person is?
Yeah.
What's the point? Gzeir Shava usually teaches you about
love. Right, so what do we need to know that for?
Right.
What do we need to know that for? So we said we needed to know which Malach it was. Okay, fine, that I got. Why do we need to know who it was?
Right.
So by the way, there's a Medrash that says, There's a medrash that says that Salafchad was did it l'shem Shemayim. Right? That what happened. After the Meraglim, everybody said, throwing in the towel. There's no point in living. There's no point in living. Right? So Salafchad said, you know what? I have to do, I mean, this is not recommended for home, but I have to do an Aveira to show everybody that there's still such a thing as the Torah, and things still matter. Right? It still matters. So what did he do? He went ahead and it was Mechal Shabbos. They gave him Hasra. He ignored the Hasra. Right? The whole story. And he died. And people thought, oh my goodness, this is still serious. This is serious business, this Torah. Can't mess around. All right, we lost Israel. All right. That's not good. But it's still serious business. So I saw one of the reflections is Rabbi Akiva can't hold like that. He can't hold it. It was L'shem Shemayim. Right? Rabbi Akiva can't agree with that. It's a conflicting midrashim here. This seems to imply that it was a chet. Right? Again, I don't recommend that at home to do these aveiras lishma. It's a whole topic. And don't recommend that. Ertzlovcha did it. He was a great man. He could do it. Rabbi Akiva didn't agree with that. That's clear from here. Rabbi Akiva didn't agree with that. Okay. Oh my goodness. We got to move. Kiyotze bedaver ata omer. A similar idea. V'yichraf Hashem bam v'yelach. Hashem got angry at them. Who's them? Them is Aaron and Miriam. For speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe. So Hashem got angry at them, Vayelach, and he left. Right? Malameid, Sh'af Aaron Nitzara. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Aaron also had Tzaras. Not just Miriam, Aaron too. Amar lo Rebbe, Yehuda ben Maseira, Akiva, Ben Kach Ben Kach, whether you're right or not, Ata Litzin Ata Din. You're going to have to answer for that one. Im Kidvarecha, if you're right, HaTorah Kisiso. The Torah didn't say Aaron had Tzaras. That's a Megala. You told everybody Aaron also had Tzaras. The im Lav, and if you're not right, Atamot Lav, also Tzadik. Then you're speaking Lashon Hara on Aaron HaKohen. I Vaksiv Bum. But it says them. It's them. Right? Hashem got angry at them. It's a plural. So Gemara says, no. Hahud has been Zifa Ba'alma. That's just being angry. Yeah, Hashem was angry at them. That's true. But only Miriam got Tzaras. Why didn't Aaron get Tzaras? Why didn't he get Tzaras? So the Masha says, because he didn't start the speech. Which is a difficult answer, right? He didn't start the talking. It was Miriam who started. Right? Doesn't work with Hilchos Lashon Hara at all. Doesn't make a difference. The Masha quotes a Medrash that the Sifrei Zuta says that the reason why Aaron didn't get Tzaras was because he was wearing the Me'il. And it protects you from Lashon Hara. The problem with that is that why didn't it protect Miriam? Well, only the wearer, only the Kohen Gadol is protected from Lashon Hara? And we don't think that. The one man in Klal Yisrael is protected because he's wearing it. It doesn't seem to be the right shot. But that Me'il protects everybody. So it didn't protect the sister she's sitting right over here? Only protected him? It's a hard shot. The question is better than the answer. So why didn't Aaron get Tzaras? Right? Tanya command Amar af Aaron Nitzara. By the way, there is a little bit of a hint. That Aaron also got Tzaras. The Chassid it says, "Vayifan Aaron el Miriam." Aaron turned to Miriam, "Vehine mitzaras," and behold, she's a mitzorah. The Tana we learned, "Shenifna mitzarato." He turned from his own Tzaras to look at her and see she also had Tzaras. So it is a little bit of a hint in the pasuk that Aaron got Tzaras. Okay, Amar Rish Lakish. Now a similar idea about Tzaras. Hachoshed b'ksheirim. If you choshed other people in public, loke begufo. You're hit in the body. You hit in the body. What's he doing here? Right? To say that even Rish Lakish agreed that Aaron had Tzaraas. Why? Because now we're going to say that Moshe got Tzaraas. Right? Everybody knows this. It was last week's Parsha. The Chziv, Moshe said, Hein lo yaminu li. They're not going to believe me, the Jewish people. They're going to believe that I'm taking them out? Me? They're not going to believe that. Right? The Gali Kamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem told Moshe, first of all, the Mehemne Yisrael. They're going to believe you. They're going to believe it. Amalo. Hein maminim b'nei maminim. They're maminim, the children of maminim. Va'ata ein tov chol haven. And you, Moshe, you're going to end up not believing it. Right? Why? Hein maminim dechzir v'ya'amein ha'am. They believed it. V'nei maminim, it says v'hemin b'Hashem. They believed it. Ata, I can't bring myself to say Hashem's name, even though the rabbi said on Friday night, we learned that thing. I just can't. I have to go through that true of Moshe much more carefully. Say Hashem's name. It says v'hemin b'Hashem. Half a pasuk. Right? Ata ain't sof cholahamin. You're going to end up not believing. Shenamar it says, Yan lo hemantin bi. Right? That, but they didn't believe in me. They didn't believe in me, Moshe complained. Now, mimai delaka, how do you know Moshe got taras for that? Dichsiv, v'yomar Hashem lo od, havi no yodcha b'chakecha. Put your hand in your bosom, right? In your shirt. When he took it out, he had taras. Amar Rav, v'itam Rav Yotzi b'chanina. Mita tova meheris lovo mita pronios. The mita tova comes faster than the mita pronios. Why? Dil mita pronios ksiv. By the mita pronios says, v'yotzi havihina yodcha mitras kashalot. He took his hand out and then it turned white. V'il b'mita tova, when it was going back into regular flesh, the ksiv it says, v'yotzi micheko, he took it out, v'hine shava kibbisara. It was already back to normal. Micheko hu deshava kibbisara. From in the bosom already it turned normal, so it came faster. Now, there's a seemingly unrelated memory here, completely unrelated, but it's this week's parasha. V'yiv l'mata aron es matosam. Aaron's staff swallowed up their staff. Right? Amar Rabbi Elazar, nace besok nace. It was one nace inside another nace. What does that mean? Says Rashi, the last wide line. La'achar shechazar, v'naseh mateh, after it turned back into a stick. Then, v'naseh mateh, it became a stick, balon. Then it swallowed up the snakes. V'lo kishu tanin, not while it was a snake. D'lo ksiv v'yiv la tanin aron. It doesn't say the tanin, Aaron's tanin swallowed up. It says Aaron's stick swallowed up. What's the nace besok nace? What are the two nisim?
That he swallowed, number one.
Number one, that it swallowed. And number two,
it was a stick.
That it was a stick.
Right.
Says the Marsha, that can't be the two nisim, because snakes eat each other anyway. Right? Snakes eat other snakes. Let's assume. So what kind of nace is that? That the snake ate the snake? That wouldn't have been a nace. That would have been normal.
That it didn't turn bigger. It didn't change its size.
That it didn't change its size. That's the second nace. The second nace is that nace number one, that a stick swallowed up other snakes. That's a big nace. Nace number two is the stick that the stick didn't grow. It was the same size. Right? That's a nace itself nace. That the stick didn't get fatter. What's this doing here? I would have said, well, Mita Tova comes faster than Mita Pronios. Why is Hashem waiting for the snake to turn back into the stick? Swallow them right now. The answer is because it's a nace itself nace. That's what this member is doing here. You hear that?
Yeah. No,
okay. That's one nace.
No, could be right.
That's one nace. What's the second nace? The second nace is that the stick didn't get fatter. Right? So in one of the this is a drush pshat that it was like a remiss to Klal Yisrael. You're going to be around the other nations of the world. You're going to be swallowed up among the other nations of the world. Don't absorb any of their culture. Stay the way you are. Don't get fatter from them. You have to swallow them up. You have to live in the other nation. That's fine. Make yourself into a nace besok nace. Live with them and don't absorb with any of their hashpa. Pretty nice, right? Okay. Now back to Hutzah. Okay, it's not hard. It's very hard off today. Here we go. Back in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had the following machlokas. The Mishnah said, if you're carrying from Rishut HaYachid to another Rishut HaYachid through a Rishut HaRabim, Rabbi Akiva said you're chayiv, the Chachamim said you're potter. Remember? And Rabbi Akiva said you're only chayiv on the same side of the street, not the other side of the street.
Throwing.
And the Chachamim said you're potter. Okay? Good? Boy Rabba asked the following question. Lamata me'asara, is it true that this machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham is within 10 tefachim from the ground? Pligi, that's the machlokas. V'ha pligi, and this is what the machlokas is about. Demar Savar holds Amrinon Kiluta Kimi Shehuncha. There's such a thing called Kluta. Kluta means it's suspended in midair. So when you throw, we view the ball as if it stopped and then continued on. So even though this is an entirely halachic fiction, it's as if the ball rested and then went on going again. Therefore, you're chayev. Umar Savar, And the Chacham hold, Lo Amrinan Kluta Kemisha Huncha. We don't say that. Okay? Tosfos asks, not here, he asks it on the first parak, well, if you say Kluta, then you're not going to be Chayiv. Why? Because you threw it, let's say you threw it five Amos. So you threw it one Amma. We view after one Amma, let's say, it stopped. Then after another Amma, it stopped again. Then after another Amma, it stopped again. Then after another Amma, it stopped. You don't have four Ammas, and you don't have throwing flame four Ammas. So we stop it. You hear that, Kasha? You hear the Kasha? What does Kluta mean? We view it as if it stopped. So if you view it as if it stopped, it didn't go four Ammas. It kept stopping. You hear that, Kasha? Tosfos asks?
An arbitrary point.
Oh, so Tosfos answers, well, there's such a thing as throwing. So the concept of a tolda of throwing beats this din of Kluta. Otherwise, there'd be no throwing. You hear? You're puzzled. The Rajba answers, we don't say Kluta to be Mikol. Well, if you use Kluta, you never chayiv. No, we don't say that. Kluta is only to be Machmer. Kluta is only to turn it into a Malacha. So if it stops over here, or it keeps on going, then you have an Akira, Hanacha, Akira, then you can be chayiv. Okay? Now, Aval, but, Lamala Me'asara, if it's above 10 Tvachim, then you are called Potter. Everybody would say you're Potter. Why would everybody say you're Potter? Because you can't, it's not a Mako, it's not a Rishus Rabim anymore, it's a Mako Patur. V'lo Yalfinon, Zorik Mimoshit. And we don't learn Zorik from Moshe. Moshe, we said yesterday, you're Chayiv, even if it's above 10 Tvachim. Right? We said yesterday, that's just the way it is. It's a Xeris HaKasim. And we don't say throwings like that. Like handing over to somebody. Handing over to somebody, usually it's above 10 Tvachim. Because your body, your arm, is above 10 Tvachim off the ground. It's above 10 Tvachim, it's not a Rosh Hashanah anymore. So yesterday we said, when it comes to handing something to someone else, we said it doesn't make a difference if it's above 10 tefachim. It doesn't make a difference. It's Xeris HaKasim. We said yesterday the Rajba told us it's Xeris HaKasim. But we don't say the same thing by throwing. So therefore, throwing has to do with in 10 tefachim. What are they arguing about? About Kluta. Do you hold of Kluta or not? Oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Lamala Metzara Pligi. Maybe above 10 tefachim is the whole machlokas. Ubaha Pligi. Here's the machlokas. The Mar Savi Alfin and Zarek Moshit. Rabbi Kiva says we learn Zorek from Moshit. Umar Savi Alfin and Zarek Moshit. And the Chachamim say, we don't do that. Okay?
Why? Moshe's chayiv above 10 tefachim?
What?
Moshe's chayiv above 10 tefachim?
Yes.
Why?
Because we said yesterday, it's a Xeris HaKasim. There's no reason why. Right? It shouldn't be, but it just is. Ava lamata miyud, but less than 10 tefachim, devir kol chayiv. Everybody would agree you're chayiv. Why my time, why would everyone agree? Because Kluta kemisha hun chadamia. Everyone holds from Kluta. So Amr of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, "Hamilsi boile l'Rav Chista." This question Rav Chista had, "Upashti nahalei from Nuna meha," and Rav Nuna resolved it from over here. It's a brayta that says, "Mei rishus ha'yachid, l'rishus ha'yachid, va'over rishus ha'rabim atma," and you pass over rishus ha'rabim atma. What does that mean, atma? You pass over the rishus ha'rabim itself. Doesn't that imply it's an intent vachem? It does imply that. Why does it imply that? Because it says the word Atma, right? Mamish and Rishus Rabbim, not above Ted Tzvachim. Mamish and Rishus Rabbim, Rabbi Akiva Mechayiv, V'chacham Peturin. Rabbi Akiva says V'chayiv, V'chacham says you're Pater. Where are you? You're within Ted Tzvachim. Midika Amr Rishus Rabbim Atma, since it says the word Atma, so Pshita Lamata Me'asara, Pligi. Right? It's obvious they're within Ted Tzvachim. Now, Ubamai, so what are they arguing about? Ilem b'mavir l'mata b'yasara hu d'machayev. Are they arguing about within 10 tvachim? You're chayev or not? L'may l'meyud lo machayev. And above 10 you're not chayev. V'omar b'lazar hamotzi masoy l'may l'meyasara chayev. If you carry something above 10 tvachim, you're chayev. Shekein ma'itzin b'nei kahas. That's how the b'nei kahas carry. Carrying in your hand is always chayev, no matter how tall you are. That doesn't make a difference. That can't be what they're arguing about. Ella, rather, lav, bezorik. It must be the argument about throwing. They can't be arguing about carrying. You ever heard someone? Oh, you carried in the street. Yeah, but I was above 10 tefachim because my hand, I'm a tall guy. No, no one says that. It must have been throwing. Nothing else it could be. How on earth could there be a machlokas if you're chayiv carrying with above 10? It can't be right. It must be throwing. Lamata me'asar hudu mechayiv, lamala me'asar lo mechayiv. Yeah, throwing within 10 tefachim you're chayiv, above 10 tefachim you're not chayiv. Shema mina, bekluta kemisha huncha peligi, shema mina. Obviously, they're arguing about the din of kluta. And within 10 tefachim there's a machlokas, above 10 tefachim you're not chayiv for throwing. Okay? That's from Nunes Pshat. Upligi de Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar disputes this whole interpretation. He says, the Amr Rabbi Elazar, Mechayev hayu Rabbi Akiva afilu mailu meyud. Now, Rabbi Akiva held, you're chayev for throwing even above 10 tvachim. Ay, v'hadit karni Rishus Rabim Atzma. But it said Rishus Rabim Atzma, like mamish Rishus Rabim. That was only said, lodiach hakocha de Rabbanan, to tell you how makel the Rabbanan are. That what? Even within 10 tvachim, you're still putter for throwing. Why? Because they don't hold from kluta. So there's no hakira, there's no hanacha. Okay? Okay? Good? By the way, upligi to Rabchilki Bar Tuvi. The third explanation of Rabchilki Bar Tuvi. Tam Rabchilki Bar Tuvi, Toch Shlosha, Divya Kol Chayev. Within 3 tvachim of the ground, everyone holds your chayev. Why? Because it's a din of lavud, and it's as if it's on the ground, and when it's on the ground itself, it rolls, that everyone agrees to chayev for that. L'mayla me'asara divya kol pater. Above 10, everyone holds your pater. Why? Because it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim anymore, and we don't compare Zorek to Moshe. Megimu v'yad yud, from 3 to 10, that's Bana Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, v'Rabbanan. That's the Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. And Tanya Nami Hachi, we actually look at a bright like that. Toch gimol divya kol chayev. Within 3, everyone holds your chayev. L'mayla me'yud, ene el mishum shavos. Above 10, it's the Rabbanan. And the imha yirishuyos shalom mutter. What if it's your rishus? What if it's your own rishus? Then it's mutter. Why? My rishus is yachid. I can carry my own rishus. Megimu v'yad asara. Between 3 and 10, Rabbi Akiva v'chayev v'chachamim potrin. Rabbi Akiva says you're chayev, v'chachamim say you're potter. Okay? Now, we're going to be busy with this whole var over here about your own rishus. Amar mar, we just said, imha yirishuyos shalom mutter. If it's your own rishus, it's mutter. What does that mean if it's your own rishus? Right? I could throw from my yard to my other yard. That's what it means. I could do that. Doesn't, I don't know about above 10 tefachim, but I could throw. It's not a problem of throwing from one. I own my property. I could do that. So now we're going to analyze that. Lemate tiyufta de Rav. Let's say Rav doesn't agree with that. Why? The Itmar. We have like this. Shnei batim. Two houses, b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim, on two opposite sides of the street, rabba barav huna amar rab, asr lizrok mizel lizeh. You can't throw from one to the other. Ushmul amar, mutter lizrok mizel mizeh. How could Rav say, you're not allowed to do that? We just said you're allowed to. Kashan Rav, says the Gemara, no. V'lav miyu kimna lahahi. No, you know when Rav said you can't do it? Kigon, demid lichad umetez lichad. Yeah, you're on. It's true. You own two houses on two opposite sides of the street. One house you're on the 44th floor, and the other house across the street is the second floor. How are you going to throw from the 44th floor down into the second floor? How are you going to do that? Yeah, if you're two porches next to each other, you throw, you putter. What's the problem? Says Rav. The zimnin nafil. Yeah, what you have in your hand might fall. Where's it going to fall? It's going to fall into the Rishus Rabin below. V'asi lasuye. You're going to come to pick it up. Why? Because you're sitting there thinking, how am I going to angle this into my other apartment? How am I going to do that? It's so far away, right across the street. But I'm so high and it's so low. Or I'm so low and it's so high. How am I going to... And while you're busy figuring it out, you drop it. You dropped it, says Rashi. The Rashi of... The medali chad umitasi chad. It's a little up where we are. Rashi... The mitoch kach tzarech lama'in yado migvava lenamach. You have to be an expert. You have to be expertise marksmanship over here to go from the high apartment to the low apartment. Oh, minamach legvoa tarid ba. Or from the low to the high. You're very busy with that.
One minute.
Vidilma, maybe. Lo zarek al hagad. You're not going to throw it. Vinafal l'rishus harabim. It's going to fall. V'asi lasi. You're going to come to carry it. Therefore. That's why it says maybe you'll fall, you come carry it. The fact that it fell is not an issue. The mitzasei kuf, that was an accident. Right? Eitzel hotzah. I don't want to throw it into the street.
What are you
going to
do?
You're going to go down and pick it up. That's what's going to happen. You're going to go down and pick it up. And Shmuel says, I'm not choshish for this. I'm not choshish for this. Right? Therefore, says Rav, if the apartments are the same level, it's not a problem. Why? Toss it over. If they're on different levels, you're going to be sitting there figuring out how you're going to get it into the window, and you'll drop it. Therefore, that's why Rav said you can't throw from across the street. If it's the same level, you can. Makes sense. Okay? Okay. Amar le Rav Chista le Rav Hamnuna. Amar le Rav Hamnuna le Rav Chista. Menaha milsa da Amar Rabbanan kol pachas megimel kolav adami. Where do we get this idea of lavan? That anything less than 3 tefachim from the ground is considered on the ground. Where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? From Zukis, exactly. So Amalei. So first we say, look at this. Lefi she'i efshalah reshus harabim. You don't have a street. She tilokate b'malakate urehitni. What does that mean? Well, you don't smooth it down with a plane? What does that mean? What? What does that mean?
Every street has bumps and mounds, so it's never perfectly straight.
Okay. So then Ihachi, if that's true, then Gimel Nami. Then why can't it be more than 3? What about 3.5? Why is the din only 3? If the street... Okay. Vesu, also, Hadid Nan, we learned, Hamashal Shal Defanos Mimayel Lamata. Somebody has a sukkah, and he makes the schach over there, right? And then the walls go down, but they don't reach down to the ground. They don't reach down to the ground. How low, or how high, can those walls be and it's still kosher sukkah? What if the wall drops 1 inch? And a whole thing's open. That's crazy, right? What if it goes almost to the ground? There's an inch of space. That's for sure good. What's the cutoff? The cutoff is going to be 3 tefachim, right? Hamashal shel defanos mimayel lamata in hein gavon min ha'aretz shel tefachim psula. If it's more than 3 tefachim, it's pasul. Ha'pachas migimel kshera. And if it's less than 3, it's kosher, right? Now, over here, the answer about the mounds in the street doesn't make any sense. That answer doesn't make any sense over here by sukkah. That can't be the right answer. We're saying by sukkah. Why is 3 tefachim the answer? Because the street can't be perfect? What kind of answer is that? Right? So the Gemara says, no. Hasam hainu taima, mishum dahavale mechitza, shagadiyim bokim ba. If it's above 3 tefachim, then it's tall enough for a goat to come into. What kind of sukkah is that? The goat sitting there with you in the sukkah. Is that a sukkah? If it's so low, 2-3 inches off the ground, the goat can't get in. That's a valid mechitza.
How are you even going with stuff like that? They have a halakha
on Tina. We didn't get to that yet. Well, that's the answer. We don't know. That's the one. Tinach lamata. That's good. Lower. Lamaila ma'ika lameimar. What about going up? But you have a sukkah that's 10 feet tall, and the walls go up. There's a gap between the wall and the schach. How big can that gap be? A goat? The goat can't jump that high. So how big can the gap be? What's the story? Ella kalpachos mishlosha kalavadami hilchas agamirila itelach lamoshe misinai. That's the answer. Tanur Rabbanan. Me'rishusarabim l'rishusarabim. What about the opposite case? Carrying from rishusarabim to another rishusarabim. Rishusayachid be'emsa. And there's a rishusayachid in the middle. Right? You hear that, Kasha? It's the opposite of what we had in the Mishnah. Right? So, Rebbe Mechayiv v'chachamim potrin. It's a machlokas.
Why did you not say it's always us? We're carrying it in Rishus
Rabbah. What? Yeah, because it wasn't... Because it wasn't what you had in the Mishnah. We're talking about throwing here anyway. Throwing. Not walking, throwing. I'm throwing from Rishus Rabbah to another Rishus Rabbah through the guy's backyard. Right? So what's the story with that? That wasn't in the Mishkan. No one did that in the Mishkan. Right? Okay. So it's a machlokas. Rav said, Rebbe says, Chayev, Chachamim say Pater. Rav u'shmuel de Omri Tarvayhu. Rav and Shmuel explaining, Lo Chayev Rebbe, Ela b'Rishus Rabim Mekora. It's only true if the Rishus Rabim had a roof. Rishus Yachin had a roof, I'm sorry. Damrinan, because if it had a roof, we can make another fiction, that Amrinan Beisa Keman Demali Adami. The house is as if it's full. So every time you throw the ball, right, it's through the yard, but the yard is a roof. So it's as if it stopped. Why did it stop? Because it bumped into something. Because it's full. And then it went again, continued on. So you have a hanacha there, an akira hanacha. That's why you have to have a roof. Aval Eina Makora Lo. But if it doesn't have a roof, you're not chayiv. So Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Now, by the way, another halacha, which we didn't say this before, I don't know why. Mechayiv Hayi Rebbe Shtayim. If you throw it from a Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim, and it passes through Rishus HaYachid, and the Rishus HaYachid has a roof, you're chayiv twice. Achas Mishum Hotza, once because the ball goes into private property. Vachas Mishum Hachnasa. And then once because it's going out. The other way around. Out and in. Out and in. Right? Why? Because if the ball rests, then it stopped and it continued on. So you carried from one domain to another and then from the other domain to the other domain. Chayv twice. Yosef Rav China, Kakashale. So Rav China was sitting there and had a kasha about that. She said, Lememra de Machayev Rebbe Atolda Makam Av? Yechayev for a tolda in the place of an Av? What did we say yesterday? That Hachnasa is a tolda of Hotza. And we know that you never chayev twice for a tolda with its Av. So here you did Hotza and Hachnasa in one shot. Why you chayev twice? We hold you never chayev twice. Right? For Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe himself says you don't chayev twice, by the way. Why? Because it says Dvarim, Hadvarim, Eila Hadvarim, Eilu Lamates Malachos, Shinemar L'moshim B'Sinai. These are the 39 Malachos. What does that mean, these are the 39 malachos? The maximum number of chatzis you could be required to bring is 39. We just got a case, you can bring 40. How can you bring 40? You do an av, and it's tolda. It's Amalei Rav Yosef. Well, Mar Ahani Masni La Vakashle Derebi Adrebi. You learned the following braisa. You learned what we just said. Therefore, you have a kasha. Rebbe contradicted himself. One place he says, Eila Hadvarim is 39, and then he seems to say, Give me Chayav and Av and it's Tolda. So you're stuck. Anan Adrebi Yehuda Masnisan. No, we learned Rebbe in a whole different story. Below Kashalan, we don't have a kasha. Titania. May Rishus HaYachid Le Rishus HaRabim. Let's say you throw from Rishus HaYachid into a Rishus HaRabim, the other Arba Amos per Rishus HaRabim. And it travels further four Amos in Rishus HaRabim. How many things did I do wrong now? Rabbi Yehuda Machayev, the Chachamim Potrim. Rabbi Yehuda says you're Chayev, the Chachamim say you're Potter. How on earth can the Chachamim say you're Potter? Why are you Potter? What? There's no reason why you're Potter. It can't mean you're Potter. What it means is, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, what it means is, Machayev HaRabbi Yehuda Shtayim, Rabbi Yehuda the Tana said you're Chayev twice for that. The Achas Mishum Hotza, once for carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, the Achas Mishum Havara. And then it also traveled four Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Yechayev again for that. And the Chacham said Patr, they meant Yechayev only one. They meant Yepatr on the second one. Now, it's not a steer at all. Of course, Rabbi holds in Achayev for an Av and it's Tolda. This is not the same thing. This is an Av and something else called Halacha Moshe Misinai of Havara, Dal Amos and Rishus HaRabim. Tzitzok had the Chadahu, the Mechayev, well, Bechal, the Rabbanon, Pachi, Lagamri? The Rabbanon say, you putter for this? How can they say, you putter? Ha'apaklei, Merushas, Yachid, Lerushas, Rabim. You carried. You hear that? Okay? Says the Gemara, Mimai, who, this is very fancy. Who said you're being so fancy? Dilma, maybe, La'olanei Malach, Rabbi Huda, Chad, Huda, Machayev. Maybe, Rabbi Huda says, you chayev only once. Rabbanon, Pachi, Lagamri. And the Rabbanon say, you're totally putter. How on earth can you be totally potter? The case is kigon de Omar. You said ad nafkula l'rishus harabim tanuach. I wanted to stop. I wanted to stop in rishus harabim. Okay. In other words, the minute that the item I'm going to throw it, I'm going to throw it from here into the street. The minute it gets into the street, I want it to rest. If it doesn't rest, not my problem. That wasn't my kavana. I want it to rest in the street. Okay. Therefore, what? Therefore what? Why are you not chayiv? You still carry it into the street. Ubaha, come if the machlokes. The Yehuda Sabar Amrinan Kluta Kimishuncha. We say such a thing as Kluta. This Abdulim Achshavto. You did what you wanted to do. A second one, you're not chayav for. You didn't want it to travel 4 hours. You're not chayav for that. For Rabbanan Tzavri, Lom, we include the Kamisha Huncha, below is Abdulim Achshavto. You didn't do what you wanted to do at all, you're not chayav. Avala told him, Makamav, Lom Achayav Rabbi Yehuda. But a told in place of an Av, no, nobody, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that. Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that at all. So now the Gemara says, we have a minute. Lo sol kadaita. Wait a minute. Don't think for a minute. Wait a minute. Lo sol kadaita. You don't think that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev you an av and it's tolda? Vod detanya. Rabbi Yehuda mosif af hashovet v'hamadaktik. Shovet is when you had the loom and you would take like a long stick and separate some thread that got tangled. And medaktik was they used to bang on the threads to make sure they're nice and good and firm. Who would make you chayev for that? Rashi says, im shar avos molachos, with the other avos molachos, laha da amaran, da lakach nimnu, shimasu lechayev lakachas v'yachas. In other words, you chayev for more things. Now what are these? Amrulo, no, so they told them back, shovet harehu b'chlal mesach, shovet's included in mesach, and medaktik harehu b'chlal oreg, and medaktik is included in oreg. My love, what's the case? You did it at the same time. I'm already doing Mesach. I'm already doing weaving. I'm already doing that. And I did this second thing of Medaktik. I told him I'll come out. So what do you see? I told him I'll come out. Why did he say Yechayev also for this? Right? It doesn't make any sense. Obviously, Yechayev told him I'll come out. So, mimai, not true. Each one's in its own world. You're not chayev, I told the makamav. Rabbi Yehuda, I told the makamav, lo mechayev. You're not chayev, I told the makamav. Ubaha pligi. Rabbi Savar, hani avos ninu. He held, these are separate avos. How many avos are there? More than 39. That's all right. Rabbi Yonan Savri, hani toldos ninu. These are toldos. Now how could he hold their avos if he said there are 39? Teda, dekan Rabbi Yehuda, mosif. Rabbi Yehuda said, I'm mosif the following things. I amrit vishlama avos, my mosif, mosif avos. What am I eating on? I have more than 39 avos. El I amrit atoldos, my mosif. What does mosif mean? Obviously, he holds there are more than 39, but atoldos mokamav, you're not chayav.
How can he hold that? If the Pharisees say, avos menachos.
It's Eila's 39. I know, it's a good question. All right, we got to stop. We're a little behind. We'll catch up tomorrow. Mirtz Hashem. Everybody have a good day.